Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 2014 Catapult Your Career Success Summit, Career Strategies and Tactics for Executives, Managers, and Leaders who desire to make a bigger impact, accomplish more in less time, and ultimately achieve greater success and recognition. I'm your host, Linda Catalan, Executive and Career Coach, and the President of Results Catalyst, Inc., a professional coaching and training company. You can check us out online at www.resultscatalyst.ca. I am so excited. Today is another great day of this amazing telesummit, and I'm thrilled to have you all here on the call with me today. We have such an amazing lineup of guest speakers and career experts. And as a reminder, these calls are recorded, so if you miss one or wish to listen to one again, you do have the option to listen to the replays for a limited time. I know you will receive valuable information from each and every one of our incredible speakers. I also encourage you to invite others to sign up for this free telesummit and spread the news. Joining me today on the 2014 Catapult Your Career Success Summit is Donna Schilder, speaking on the topic, How to Use LinkedIn to Find Your Dream Job. I'm thrilled to be interviewing Donna Schilder today, who will share with us how to outshine the competition with a stellar LinkedIn profile, how to be found on LinkedIn, mastering the LinkedIn search engine, choosing the right keywords to attract recruiters and hiring managers, joining the right LinkedIn groups for your job search, and also finding local recruiters that specialize in your field. Today we're going to have an excellent session. And before we get started, let me tell you just a little bit more about Donna Schilder. Donna is a leadership and career coach and a master certified coach through the International Coach Federation. And her coaching practice focuses on helping leaders become more inspiring as well as on helping them create a more fulfilling and successful career path. Donna has been advising executives for over 20 years and works to help them move forward quickly and efficiently while fostering the deepest learning and growth possible. She is also the creator of the 6 Weeks to More Success through LinkedIn, which is a video e-course which helps leaders and professionals use LinkedIn to generate more career opportunities. You can check that out at www.getlinkedinnow.com. You can also learn about Donna's coaching services at her website, www.donnaschilder.com. And Schilder is spelled S-C-H-I-L-D-E-R.com. Wow, I am so excited to join Donna with us today. So Donna, hello Donna and welcome.
Hi, I'm so glad to be here. Thank you so much for allowing me to be a guest on this summit. I'm very excited.
Oh, well, I'm equally as excited to have you. And, you know, LinkedIn is such a hot topic and did extremely well last year in our telesummit. So I'm really looking forward to jumping right in with today's questions and get started.
Wonderful.
So, Donna, why should job seekers put energy into LinkedIn, in your opinion?
Well, I mean, huge statistic right here. 97% of recruiting and staffing professionals use LinkedIn for recruiting. So if you want to be found by recruiters and staffing professionals and hiring managers, LinkedIn is the place to be. And 77% of all job openings are posted on LinkedIn. So it's just, it's the place to be if you're looking for a job.
Wow. And so what drives, or how can our listeners outshine their competition with their LinkedIn profile?
The most important thing is to post a credible and professional picture. And you would be amazed at how many bad pictures I see. I have some really funny blog posts about bad pictures where people look like a witch or they look crazy or they're in a bikini. Just amazing what people think is a good professional LinkedIn picture. So that's really important. And really, before I go on, though, I wanted to go back and say that even if you're not a job seeker, having a strong LinkedIn profile will market you inside your company. And so you want to put your personal brand out there inside your company as well. And I was just talking to a coaching client yesterday who said that she believed that she had gotten promoted because of her LinkedIn profile and that she sees people looking at her profile all the time within her company at Toyota. So, you just really need to be professional. As far as your picture, you're actually 7 times more likely to be found on LinkedIn if you have a photo. So I know a lot of people feel uncomfortable about putting their photo on the internet, but it's going to make all the difference. And my tips for having a good-looking profile picture is to make sure that you're smiling, to make sure that there's contrast between your hair and the background so you don't just blend right into it. Make sure that the picture is cropped down closely to your face so that that's what is seen and that you have an authentic smile. And if you want to see an example, if you go to my LinkedIn profile, Donna Schilder, and I think I'm the only Donna Schilder on there, and it's S-C-H-I-L-D-E-R, you'll be able to see what I mean. You'll see that it's kind of blurred out in the background and that I really stand out from my background. The next and second most important piece of your LinkedIn profile is your headline. And your headline is a place for you to, in a very brief fashion, put forth what you do in an attractive way. And you want to really be focused on catchiness and keyword, ensuring you include keywords into that. And I'll talk more about why you want keywords in your headline. And really it's about your personal brand again. It's about how people see you. And really your picture and your headline may be the only two things anyone ever looks at. An example of someone that's really not taking advantage of the real estate on their headline, by the way, you have 120 characters in your headline. I was looking at someone the other day that said business development at Heritage Landscape. Now, okay, that tells me something, but something that would tell me even more about this person is a line that said something like, passionate about helping you create the outdoor oasis you want.
Wow, that's quite different.
Yeah, so it's catchy, it's engaging you, it's making you want what the person has to offer, and it tells you exactly what they do. Another example, I had somebody that just had account associate. An account associate doesn't even necessarily put the keyword in their sales, which you need that keyword because that's what people may be searching on when they're looking for someone like you. But another example would be sales associate skilled at selling social media services to mid-sized companies. And you can see it's short, but it gives a lot of information about what you're capable of doing.
Beautiful.
And then going on, after you get your headline, then you also want to make sure you write your summary in first person. And your summary in first person, if you think about it, it's kind of like a shortened version of your resume crossed with a cover letter. So this isn't something you've ever written before. It's kind of a new kind of thing. But again, you want to tell a story, you want to help them be clear about what you have to offer, and you want to put it in a way that's engaging. So the summary, let me give you an example of that, if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So, and this is actually one of my clients, Gail Darby. So if anybody wants to go look at Gail Darby and look at her profile, we've been working on it. We're not quite finished, but she's done a wonderful job. And Gail writes, thank you for visiting my LinkedIn profile. I have great passion for the line of work I'm in and thoroughly enjoy working with and inspiring people to find innovative ways to work. My unique background and variety of skills started with a career in the railroad industry, where I had the opportunity to attend an extensive engineer training program and learn to operate locomotives. I don't know why, but I just love that part. if you read the resume, you wouldn't really realize that she used to drive locomotives. From there, I had the good fortune of being recruited by Toyota as a body and paint engineer. 2 years later, I was asked to fulfill a position as senior engineer in the international department, where I solved a variety of technical issues for Toyota and Lexus vehicles on a global scale. Later, my career opportunities expanded, allowing me to explore several areas of Toyota, including leadership and associate development at the University of Toyota, project management within the customer services and information services department, dealership research within the Toyota marketing department. Throughout my career journey, I became a change management expert, and I'm also known for my strategic and technical abilities. In addition, I had the unique opportunity to become certified as a Toyota Business Practices Facilitator in Japan at the Toyota Institute. And she goes on, a little bit more, but that gives you a feel for how she's taking her resume, boiling it down, and telling a story with it,
mm-hmm.
and really bringing it alive. And so that's what you want to do with your summary.
Oh, I really like that.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah.
Any questions so far?
No, I love the fact that you went back and addressed the, for why people should put energy into LinkedIn, even if they're not a job seeker. I think that's a really important point that you stressed, because a lot of people, like I notice, even people that I coach that have been in companies for a long period of time, some of them don't even have a LinkedIn profile.
Yeah.
And I think it's a huge mistake because,
yes.
like you said, recruiters within their own organization are on LinkedIn and are searching for people internally and externally. And it's a big mistake if they don't have it there. So I'm glad that you really stressed that, because I think a lot of people on the call here, may not be thinking about looking for a job, or may think that they have security in their own job, in their own career industry. And it's LinkedIn is really a form of career management now, isn't it, Donna?
Yes, it is. And if you think about it, there didn't used to be a way for the people that you work with to see your old jobs or to see, the projects you're working on or your accomplishments. But now it's right there. And so you're right. If an internal hiring manager is, searching on LinkedIn, you'll come up in their search, even at the top of their search, and then external candidates will come up. And so they may not even know you. I mean, if you're in a company the size of Toyota, they don't know necessarily everyone there, right? So it's a way for you to get visibility within your own organization. And it's really smart to put up the projects you're completing. You can put samples of your work up on your LinkedIn profile. It can be a portfolio. And it can even help educate your own boss on your capabilities so that they might put you on a special project that gives you visibility within the organization. So I think it's vital. And that's not even taking into account that if you don't have a LinkedIn profile, you're not linking to people within your own organization, so that if you ever left, you keep that network with you wherever you go.
Oh, I'm really glad you brought that point up, because people find themselves sometimes out of work and all their contacts are associated with the email address or the database that they had in their company that they just left. And the nice thing about the LinkedIn is they have a separate from their organization database. So I'm glad you brought that point up as well.
Yes, and always use your own personal email, not your company's email. They do not own your LinkedIn profile, no matter what they say. There's been a couple cases where they've tried to say, oh, we own your contacts, but they don't. And if you keep it in your email address, you'll always have access to it. An example for me is if LinkedIn had been around when I first started my career, I would be linked to the corporate president of Boeing. It's pretty hard to go back and send him an invitation now, but it would be really nice to be linked to him right now. So the other thing to think about is you don't know where all the people you're working with are going to go and what they're going to accomplish over the years. And, you know, I'm now reaching back and getting linked to people I worked with, you know, 20, 25 years ago, and business opportunities are coming because of that. So build your network and keep building it. And I'm going to talk more about that going forward when we talk about the LinkedIn search engine. But, you know, I can't emphasize that enough. It's put the time in now because it will pay off later.
Wonderful. Wow. Great.
And I see. I actually have more.
Oh, go for it then. Go for it, Donna. This is good stuff.
Okay. Power tip for job seekers. Put your phone number and email address in your summary because if someone's not linked to you, if they don't have InMail, they won't be able to contact you. So put that contact information in your summary so that people can get a hold of you if they need to. You know, it's about advertising, right?
Great tip.
Mm-hmm. And as far as, you know, getting to make sure that your profile really attracts the people once they get to it, you need to make sure that you write for the screen. People are used to writing documents that are pieces of paper and that are not read on the screen, and it's a little different. You really want to make sure that you have short paragraphs, lots of white space, that you use all capital headlines, that you use bullet points, and break up the information that's on the screen as much as possible. And again, if you want to see an example of that, if you look through my profile, you see all different ways that you can break up information for the screen so it makes it more readable. And then the last thing being, you know, make sure that your profile is complete. Make sure there's a summary that all of your jobs and your bullet points are filled in for your jobs, that you have your education, and very important, fill in your skills section. And if you're not employed, a tip that I've gotten from a recruiter that I think is interesting is if you want to have a current job and you want to make sure that recruiters know that you're seeking a position, what you can do is create a current job with the company name Actively Seeking New Opportunities and the job title In Transition. And those will be keywords that that recruiters may be searching on to find people and will let recruiters know that you're available. And then it allows you to have a position even if you're if you don't have a current position.
Wow. Great. Any more tips?
Make sure that you fine-tooth comb your profile, no typos, make sure the periods are in the right place, commas, you know, have several people read it. It's easy to miss little things on your profile, and you want to look as professional as possible. A good thing to do is to write the sections that you're going to put in Word and then copy and paste them over and then make sure your profile, format them. But that can help you kind of avoid some of the typos that you might have if you just type it right in.
Okay, great. So, Donna, what drives the LinkedIn search engine?
Well, let me first tell you why, as a job seeker, you care.
Okay.
Yeah. If you want to be found by hiring managers and LinkedIn recruiters, I mean, that should be one of your goals, right? You're on LinkedIn. You want people to see you. And the way you get seen is by being returned in LinkedIn searches. So in other words, if a recruiter types in sales associate, you want to come up in the list of people that comes up in that search. And the way to do that is to understand the LinkedIn search engine and do the things that make you show up at the top of the searches. So there's four big things that really hit that. Number one is having keywords that the person would type in, and we'll talk about how to figure out what those are in a minute. So keywords like, for me, leadership coach, executive coach, career coach. If you're in IT, information technology, IT is a keyword, information systems. The next thing is to put those keywords in the right places, because certain areas of your profile have a bigger impact on the search engine than others. And so, you know, you want to have those keywords in the body of your descriptions and your summary, but the main places that have a big impact on the search is your headline. So that's why you want to make sure you have the right keywords in your headline, your job titles, and your skills and experience section. And so with your job titles, you want to have more than one job title under each job that would be a different maybe name of that specific job. For example, I have executive coach and leadership coach. They're pretty much synonymous, but some people would type in leadership coach and some people would type in executive coach. So you want to have those in your job titles. And then the skills and experience section is a very special section because it's populated with drop-down menus. And you want to utilize the terms that are in the drop-down menus because those are geared into the search engine. So if you type in sales, you're going to get a drop-down menu of, like, you know, 10 sales terms like sales coach, sales associate, sales mentor, sales manager. And you want to choose as many of those that apply so that you'll appear higher in searches for someone that's looking for, say, a sales manager. Does that kind of make sense?
Yep, totally. Yep, thank you.
Okay. Here is some kind of a new piece of information that came out very recently. We all know that endorsements is going crazy on LinkedIn, and, you know, everybody's getting endorsements and giving endorsements. Jeff Weiner, the CEO of LinkedIn, who normally does not speak at all about the search engine, recently said something about the fact that endorsements have an impact on it, and even more so, endorsements from qualified professionals. Hmm. So I think what that means is if you get endorsements from people that LinkedIn recognizes as being within your industry or doing what you do or being highly ranked, that those endorsements will play into the search engine in a very special way.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's a special tip that's a new tip. Also, the two other areas that highly impact the search engine are activity. And there's lots of ways that you can be active on LinkedIn. And really, I mean, if you're in a job search, I would suggest you do at least one activity every week, and that would put you higher up in the searches. Let me give you a list of things that are activity. Getting a new contact, revising your profile, so that's a good reason to keep updating it, writing a status update, giving or getting an endorsement, giving or getting a recommendation, participating in groups, joining groups. So those are the main ways. So basically, LinkedIn is looking for people who are engaged in LinkedIn to return in searches. They're rewarding you for being involved. Some of these activities only take a few seconds. Even giving or getting a recommendation at the most takes about 5 minutes. And I'll tell you what I do. I give and get a recommendation monthly.
Oh.
And then these other things I do, oh, and I revise my profile monthly. I just do a small revision. And the rest of these things, I try to either get a status update or do something in a group once a week. So it doesn't have to be a lot of time.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, none of those things you talked about really take much time.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
not at all. People think it's going to be some huge investment in time. It's not like Facebook where you get addicted and you're on there for hours at a time. And people sometimes are afraid of LinkedIn, thinking it's like Facebook. But one thing you need to remember is no one can post anything on your LinkedIn profile that you don't want to have posted there.
Yeah.
And the only thing they can post is a recommendation, but you have to approve it first. So it's not dangerous. The last thing that really impacts your search engine return results is how many connections you have. And I say if you don't have 100 connections, make it a goal to get 100. If you have 100, make it a goal to have 500. And there's lots of ways to build your connections. What are the ways that you know about, Linda, as far as how to get more connections on LinkedIn?
One of the things that helps is LinkedIn. When you're on LinkedIn, sometimes it pops up with connections that you may know. Like LinkedIn does. And so I usually scroll through those and see if there are people that I know, and then I connect with those people. So that's one of the ways that I populate it. The other way that I populate it is I connect to people is I look for people that I'm connected to. Sometimes their connections might
perfect.
Be people that I know. So so it would be a second connection to me, but a first to them. And so that's another way that I might connect with people.
Yeah, perfect. If you worked at the same company or you went to a class with them, they're going to know people you know. So perfect.
Yeah.
Some of the other ways are to upload your email contacts into LinkedIn. So if you go to network, you're able to actually upload your email contacts. You're able to also upload your address book. And here's a tip you may not have thought of is you can download your Facebook contacts. I would sort through them because there's probably people you don't want to be linked to and then upload those into LinkedIn as well. Also, you can just type people's names in. You can use family and friends. You can use service providers, vendors, and even competitors. And here's one of the most important ways, especially for job seekers. You want to continue to build your network by sending link requests to everyone you meet. And that means if you go on a job interview, send everyone you meet a link request. If you go to a networking event, send everyone you meet a link request, a party, every place you go where you meet people, go back and link to them. And for one thing, it'll help them remember you, and also there'll be, you know, a connection in your network that'll help you show up higher in searches.
Yeah, that's a great tip.
Yeah. And here's a power tip for job seekers and actually for everyone. Don't just use the pre-written text LinkedIn provides for your link requests. It fills it in and says, I would like to be linked to you. And I'd say 95% of the people who send me a link request just punch that and let that happen. But if you really want to be linked to someone and you realize that you're marketing yourself to them, you want to make it personal. And let me give you an example that I think is good. Hi, Susan. I came across your LinkedIn profile in the Intel alumni group and wanted to get back in touch. It's terrific to see that you've launched your own consulting business. I remember that was one of your goals. As for me, I'm still working in software sales and am looking to make a transition back to the East Coast. I'd love to reconnect, catch up, and perhaps see if we might assist each other. Would you like to chat by phone sometime in the next few weeks? Thanks and all the best, Lindsay. So, I mean, you can see how much more impact that's going to have.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good, that's a great example.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it brings out a point that I think is really important. LinkedIn cannot be a replacement for making personal connection. It's a tool to help you make connection. But setting up that phone call is what is really valuable. So, you know, a lot of people want to sit back and hide behind their computers. But
I'm glad you said that, Donna, because I know, you know, if, small business owners, for example, that are connected to social media, you know, then complain that they're not getting business from the different social media things that they participate in. But I think they do just that, what you're saying. They think it's going to be a substitute for picking up the phone or meeting
yes.
someone face-to-face, and
yes.
it's not.
No.
Yeah.
It's a way to make – it's a way to be able to access that, and it's a way to make the impact of that stronger. But it's not a substitute. And, you know, people – like I tell people, I get, you know, 30 to 40% of my business from LinkedIn. I do sometimes get a client who just emails me or, you know, and sends me a link request and says, I want to coach. But mainly how I get it is by seeing a prospect, analyzing them to see that they look like a good prospect, and requesting a phone call with them and helping them understand what I have to offer.
Yeah.
Great example. The personal connection. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it's a tool. It's not the end.
Yeah. Very cool. Okay. So is there what else do we need to know about the search engine?
Well, I mean, the tip for how to be found on LinkedIn by recruiters and hiring managers is to put the right keywords in the right places. And the second tip is to join the right groups. And we'll talk about the groups in a minute, but the right keywords is so important. And I've already told you the right places, so maybe I need to tell you about how to get the right keywords. Does that
yeah,
make
that
sense?
Would be great. Yeah, that would be awesome. If how does one determine what keywords to use to attract those recruiters and hiring managers?
Well, one thing you want to think about is not what you call your job, but what would they call your job? You know, what would the hiring manager be looking for to hire someone like you? What would the recruiter type in to find someone like you? And, you know, a great way is to ask people like that. But if you can't do that, a great way to do it is to look at job descriptions and job ads. That might be on Indeed.com or Monster.com, might be within your company. You can even Google, you know, job descriptions, and you're going to find keywords within those that people might type in. And also keep in mind that certain industries call something one thing and, you know, another industry might call the same job a different thing. So, you know, IT and IS is always a good example. You know, program manager and project manager sometimes get intermixed. Quality assurance versus quality control might be another example. So if you are able to work in more than one industry, you want to make sure you include the names of the jobs in multiple industries.
Okay. I'm just anticipating, would some people feel that, I'm just thinking of if you had a particular job title and you were using something else, would that kind of be misleading? I mean, you know, for example, in resumes, you're always told to be as accurate as possible. Is that the same case in LinkedIn?
Well, this is what I'd say. If you're currently employed by the company, I would put what they call the job, and then after that, I would add what other industries might call it, or, you know, for, you know, a lot of people have very just non-descriptive names of their, you know, it'll be management, you know, manager or manager associate, or I don't know, you know,
mm-hmm.
And so I, you know, put the accurate name so that it matches your resume, because they do compare your resume to your LinkedIn profile to see, you know, if you're being honest. But after you have put, you know, the title that the company used, then you can put another title. And by the way, I usually do either space, slash, space, and then the next title. That's usually, or you could put or and. the reason for that is if you run it all together, the search engine is going to see, for example, I have executive coach, leadership coach. If you ran it all together with the slash, then that's going to not return the right result in the search engine. So you kind of have to be thinking in terms of search engine when you put it in.
Okay, that's a good point.
What a great question, though. I'm so glad you asked that.
Yeah. Now, Donna, how can joining the right, you talked about joining the right LinkedIn groups, how can that help with the job search?
Oh, my goodness. So, so important. Recruiters look in groups for candidates, and the reason they do that is because, say, you're in the Toyota group, or say you're in a human resources group. That group is already pre-selected as far as people who have the skills they're looking for, at least to some degree. So it's just a great grounds for them to go and look for you. And it also does impact the search engines, because if someone's in the same group with you, you're going to be returned higher up in their search. The way the search returns is first level connections, second tier connections, groups, you know, people that are in the same group with you, and so forth. So it also helps you show up higher. So I always think it's a good idea to join recruiter groups so that you're going to be returned in their results in a higher level.
Oh, okay. Great. Now, what kinds of groups would you recommend for our listeners to join?
Well, there is actually about five different kinds of groups. Industry groups, there's job search groups themselves, alumni groups, and special interest groups. Industry groups are really important because that's where recruiters and hiring managers are going to look for people like you. So if you're in healthcare, I would join healthcare groups. If you do SAP, for example, I would join an SAP group. Just, you know, whatever applies to your industry. Then on top of that, these job search groups are amazing and wonderful. And if the listeners will send me an email, I'll send them a link to a list of jobs groups. And this list that I have actually gives you links directly to the groups so that you can just click on them and join them. And by the way, you can join up to 50 groups, and I would recommend, if you're a job seeker, to join 50 groups. So
really?
Yeah. Just the more groups you're in, the more you're going to show up in searches.
Oh, and Donna, just while we're on this topic, then, do you want to just give the listeners your email address? Is it?
Thank you. It would be hard to email me, although my email and my phone number is all over my LinkedIn profile. My email address is donna@donnaschilder.com. So donna@schilder.com. And a little power tip for these job search groups is that if you're currently employed and you don't want your employer to know that you're looking for a job, you do not want these groups to show up on your profile. So when you're doing the settings for the group, choose do not show logo.
Mm-hmm.
And that will keep you from having that shown on your profile and alerting your employer that you're looking for a job.
Okay.
Really important.
Yeah.
The main job search group is, its symbol is jobs, and it's called Job Openings, Job Leads, and Job Connections. And it has 300,000 plus members. It's the largest jobs group, and it has tons of jobs that are listed under it. Also, it has subgroups under it, and you want to join as many of these as apply. It's got professional and industry groups such as marketing and sales jobs, finance jobs, green jobs. It's got special interest groups like business owners and women job networkers. And it's also got regional groups like the U.S. or U.S. West or U.S. Midwest and so forth. So that is on the list of groups that I will send with the links, and I would highly recommend that the listeners join those.
Wow, and that jobs groups that you're talking about is an actual group. So that's different than the LinkedIn jobs tab.
Yes, it is, and absolutely, and thank you for drawing that distinction. There, you can join groups that have that is a job networking group. There are jobs under most of the groups have a jobs tab themselves, and that's really a smart place to look for jobs because employers don't have to pay to list them under groups, and they do have to pay to list them under the jobs tab on LinkedIn. So you really do want to look at the groups you're in and look at the jobs that are available there as well, because there could be things listed under the jobs under a group that isn't listed any other place because it does cost the employer money to list the jobs on a job search website or on LinkedIn.
Mm. Very cool.
Yeah. There's also alumni groups, and you definitely want to join your alumni group, and there will be jobs listed under those as well. And now that you mention it, we should probably talk about the jobs tab.
Yeah, I think that would be excellent.
The jobs tab has gotten better recently, and it's exciting to see how it keeps improving, and there's a lot of really nice features to it. If you're in a job search, you want to click on the jobs tab, which is kind of the second line of navigation links under where it just says the in LinkedIn logo. You can click on Get Email Alerts, and LinkedIn will send you emails that have lists of jobs that it thinks you might be interested in based on your LinkedIn profile. So it actually looks at your profile, and it says, okay, you're an engineer, or you're an executive, you might be interested in this position, and it sends out the email to you. And you can make a choice on whether you want those emails to come weekly or daily. And I would think daily would be too often, at least for me.
Unless you're looking for a job.
Yeah, and then maybe it's not. Yeah, maybe it's not then. So then also there's several other features to the jobs tab. One is jobs you may be interested in. There's a section there, and that's probably some of the same jobs that you would get in the email alerts, but you can look at that area, and it gives the company and the name of the job, and you can click on the job and go look at it. It also has a section, which I think is amazing, called Discover Jobs in Your Network. Can you guess what that means?
Just
put you on the spot.
Well, I'm guessing that somehow they're probably jobs in companies of people that you're connected to already.
Perfect. Yeah. So, for example, I have several connections in Accenture. So the Accenture company logo shows up, and then it tells me underneath Accenture that there's 344 job openings at Accenture. And the reason this is helpful is then I can go and look at the list of jobs. If there is one that I'm interested in, I can work to utilize my connections within Accenture to see if I can get a referral to that job or if I can get a warm introduction to the hiring manager. So this is something that never existed before LinkedIn. It's a way to get visibility into the jobs that are open at the companies that your connections work for. So I think that's a fabulous, fabulous feature.
Yeah, that is a great feature.
Yeah. In addition, you can search for jobs by just typing in some keywords at the top where it says search for jobs in that field. Or there's an advanced search function that you can just click on advanced search below that field, and you can select the industry, the job function, you can put your area code in, and so forth. This also gives you visibility to a premium job seeker ability, which is You can also search on jobs by their level of salary. You cannot do that with a free account, but if you did want to upgrade to a paid LinkedIn account, and you would need to get the job seeker version, which is about $30 a month, then when you do searches for jobs in LinkedIn, it will sort them by the salary for the job as well. And, you know, by the way, I saw a statistic that said that 70% of jobs are listed on LinkedIn, so it would be a great place to search. And, it you know, if you're a job seeker, it might be worth the investment to get a paid account, at least for the time that you're actually in your job search. And the way you get to that is there's an upgrade button on the top right. And just so you know, there's several different kinds of accounts. There's recruiter accounts. There's business accounts and so forth. And when you get to the upgrade page, you want to make sure and look at all the tabs and what the features are for each type of account so that you get the one that's going to meet your needs.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
And the last tip that's really exciting for the job search features is that there is now a mobile app for LinkedIn. And not only is the mobile app allows you to update your LinkedIn profile, it also allows you to apply for jobs right through your cell phone. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we know that it's important to react very quickly and to, you know, get on a job opening when it's there. And, you know, this allows you to do it wherever you are. You can go ahead and apply for a job.
Wow. I mean, there's lots of great opportunities. I'm looking at LinkedIn in a whole new way right now. This is awesome. Now, Donna, you talked about before, you talked about before the groups. And so I'm going to, is that where the hidden jobs are, or is there other places
yes.
as well? Okay.
Yes, that's
so
the hidden jobs.
Okay, perfect. So you want to definitely be on both the LinkedIn jobs tab as well as in the group tab.
Yeah. So when you and by the way, they've moved the groups tab just and you'll probably go there if you have been on LinkedIn for a while, you'll get frustrated. But if you go to interests and highlight that drop down, the second choice is groups, and then you can still get to your groups. And really the hidden jobs are under the job tabs within the groups. And so you definitely want to be looking there. And if you allow yourself to get an email with the group digest weekly, say, you definitely don't want them daily, weekly, you'll see the jobs that come up that get posted in those groups. And if there's kind of an art form to deciding, you know, how many emails you want to get from the LinkedIn groups. And usually what I do is I join and I choose weekly. And then if I don't find it helpful, I may go to not getting the digest. And then, for example, if you're a job seeker, you might want to turn those digests back on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wonderful. Now, Donna, how can you find a recruiter that can help you with your job search? So how can you use LinkedIn for that purpose?
What's wonderful is, you know, it used to be the only way to find a recruiter in your industry was to ask your friends or maybe go to the phone book or do a Google search. But now you can use a LinkedIn Advanced People Search. And so, you know, you want to go next to the search tab field at the top and click on Advanced. And then what you're going to do is you're going to type in some keywords. You're going to select your location, put in your postal code or your zip code, and make sure that one of the keywords you add is recruiter. Or if you look under function and maybe look under human resources, it adds a little bit more search capability into your advanced search. And or you can choose your function from the functions list, and that will help you find a list of recruiters. And from there, you can begin to at least become linked to recruiters on LinkedIn that are within your industry. And, you know, I know we don't like to get bugged by recruiters, but on the other hand, when we're looking for a job, they sure come in handy.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Okay, so this would be, and linking in with them would be a great first step.
Mm-hmm.
I guess once you're linked in with them, then the rest kind of you could connect with them, but also being connected to them LinkedIn, they've now got a name and a face in a LinkedIn profile.
And you're going to come up in their searches.
Right.
So
okay.
You're linked to them, and you're going to come up higher in their searches. And then I would suggest, if you're in an active job search, to set up a phone call. You know, get them on the phone for 15 or 20 minutes. I know they're busy, but if they're in your industry and they recruit within your industry, they're going to want to know you. And if they know you, you're going to be top of mind. And when they get the right position, they're going to call you. So
wonderful. Wow. Okay. So let's give the audience some contact information for you. What's the best website? I know you've got two. Somebody wanted to get in touch with you. What's the best place to get a hold of you?
Well, first of all, you can contact me directly, Donna@donnashilder.com. And my website, Donna Schilder, is my coaching website. You can learn more about my leadership coaching, my career coaching, my job search coaching there, and it does have my contact information. My phone number is 562-434-7822. That's 562-434-7822. And then I also do have a series of LinkedIn videos, as you mentioned at the top of the hour, the Get LinkedIn Now video series that's both an e-course and has videos to show you how to use LinkedIn. And that website is getlinkedinnow.com.
Wonderful.
And I am happy to make an offer for your listeners. If you email me with your link to your profile, I would be happy if you put it in the email to request it, a LinkedIn profile picture and headline review. And so if you send me the link and you ask for this, I will send back some feedback about your LinkedIn profile picture to help you get a better one on there, and some feedback about your headline so that you can get a stronger headline. And these are, of course, the two most important first impressions you have on LinkedIn. So I would take advantage of this if you have the chance.
Oh, that's a wonderful. In fact, I'm thinking, geez, I'm going to jump right on that.
All right. I love it. I love it. Well, I love your picture right off the bat. Your picture is perfect. So
awesome.
you're standing out from the background. You've got a nice, authentic smile. Definitely we could get a little bit more into your headline. Professional and life coach, speaker and author, that's great, but we could get more in there. And one little tip for you would be if you are marketing yourself as a professional coach, you would want to put in there professional coach and life coach, because no one's going to type in professional and life coach. You know, that's what we shorten our names of our, you know, of what we do. We shorten them that way, but it's not going to work as a keyword.
Oh, very good. Excellent point. Thank you, Donna.
You already got your review. But if you want to work on a little, you know, a little catchphrase, I'd be happy to work with you on that.
Oh, that's awesome. Donna, I want to really thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your wealth of knowledge and experience regarding how to use LinkedIn to find your dream job. I just want to remind the listeners again that Donna is offering a 45-minute LinkedIn profile review, this is actually a new offer. Donna is offering a 45-minute LinkedIn profile review for $150. So if you sign up for your profile review by February 14th, so it's a limited time, Donna will give you the tips and pointers that you need to help you attract recruiters and hiring managers to your LinkedIn profile and create a profile that wows them when they find you. So So again, in order to take advantage of this LinkedIn profile review, you can call or email Donna directly at 562-432-7822.
I got to stop you.
Wait, yeah.
Let me stop you. It's 562-434-7822.
Oh, did I give the wrong? Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Can you share that again? Because I want to.
Yeah, sorry about that. It's 562-434-7822.
Okay. Or you can email her at donna@donnashoulder.com to set up your appointment. Now, and just as a reminder, if you go to the Telesummit, the 2014 Catapult Your Career Success Summit, you can also enjoy Donna's, take advantage of that. I encourage you to do so. And that's the free offer, looking at your profile picture and headline review. Again, all you need to do is email Donna at donnashoulder.com with a link to your LinkedIn profile, and she'll write you back with feedback on your LinkedIn profile picture and headline. Again, Donna's website is www.donnashoulder.com. And I just want to say, Donna, do you have any last words to share with the group before we close out?
Keep me in mind if you need some support in your job search. I love helping people through the difficult thing that it is to look for a job. I can help you get your mind right. I can help you look for great strategies and different things you haven't thought of. Make sure you're doing all the different kinds of things. What I find is that if people just use one strategy, they're missing some other opportunities. And also, if you just don't even know what career you want, I do help with career exploration. And I can help you find a position or a career that will be fulfilling and also will match your personality and your values. And just get on there, get to work, get it done. It's not that hard. People feel intimidated, but it really isn't that hard. It's mainly copying and pasting your resume into your profile and then uploading some contact databases, and you're well on your way. And the amount of time you put into it is going to be well worth it.
Wow. Thank you. And you do really make it sound quite easy and quite manageable, Donna. So I definitely appreciate how easy you've made it for the listeners today for really getting the LinkedIn profile set up and maximizing it so that recruiters and job searchers can find you, and also just in terms of managing your career from a longevity perspective over the course of your working life.
Yeah.
So thank
and
you.
And I forgot to do one other invitation. Please invite me to be linked with you. Send me a link request and, you know, mention the Telesummit, and would love to be linked with you. And I'm pretty well connected, so being connected to me can help you in your job search as well. So would love to hear from you.
Awesome. Thank you. Today we heard from Donna Shoulder speak on the topic, how to use LinkedIn to find your job. Again, if you haven't taken advantage of Donna's free gift, you'll want to ensure that you do that. Make sure your first impression makes you shine. Donna's offering a free LinkedIn profile picture and headline review, and you can access that by emailing Donna at donnashoulder.com with a link to your LinkedIn profile, and she will write you back with feedback on your LinkedIn profile picture and headline. Again, her website is www.donnashoulder.com. That's and Shoulder is spelled S-C-H-I-L-D-E-R. And to get back to those videos that Donna talked about, the website is www.getlinkedinnow.com. Donna, thanks again for providing such wonderful insight. And a special thank you to all the listeners who joined us here today. Before you go, I just want to remind everyone on the call that we have more incredible guest speakers and career experts available for you to listen to. So please take full advantage of this amazing Telesummit.
This is Linda Catalan, executive and career coach, and your host of the 2014 Catapult Your Career Success Summit. Have a great day.